Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Buy something small with a big impact. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 15% off your Raycon order. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we have a show for you. Yeah, that's right.
That means you're here listening to it. So, yeah.
Do you know we only have 10 days until Las Vegas?
Yes, I'm excited.
We're going to see a bunch of TMS fans, but we're also going to see Skim fans there.
Yes.
Your old,
I'm excited.
Your old pal.
Yes.
I was going to make a joke. I can't do it. Never mind. But yeah, like 10 days is all.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
I'm excited. I'm very excited, actually.
Are you?
Got my list. I'm nervous. List going of things I need to make sure I take.
I'm nervous about it.
Almost done with swag bags.
Should I be nervous about it?
I don't know, but you keep interrupting me.
Blah, blah, blah. I've been doing that all day. Kim's been mid-sentence all day, and I've been interrupting her. I don't know why I'm doing that.
You're a little too excited about Vegas, maybe.
Is that what it is? Maybe. I don't know. That is a weird thing. I don't try to make a habit out of interrupting people, but I have done it probably 3 or 4 times today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I don't okay. know why. Well, that was more you. That was you interrupting me. What do you think that is, though? What's wrong with me?
I don't know. You're a little, just have your green tea pills this morning or something? You're
I had a little more energetic. I had a green tea pill this morning. Do you think
I had a green tea. I think you're a little hyped up.
I had that and a Coca-Cola.
Heavily caffeinated, Scott.
Yeah. That might actually be it. I'm trying to cut back on caffeine, and I've done a pretty good job of it. But those green tea pills, they are great for like...
The amount that you need.
Yeah. Like get the day going.
I think the problem is when you have a Coke on top of that.
Yeah.
Because you like your Coke Zeros and your Pepsi Zeros.
I do.
And when you have one on top of it, you're a little more like, it's a little... You're not. You've already got it out of your system.
Mm. Does that make you not want to... Does it make you want to leave me?
No.
Okay, good. Then I won't worry about it too much. Speaking of that, I had the weirdest dream last night. I'm going to share this dream.
Okay.
I told you about it a little bit, but I had this dream that felt like it went on and on, but my guess is it probably went from 7 a.m. to 7:05, like between alarm rings probably is when I had this dream. That's how my dreams always go. They're mm-hmm. always very last second and they happen all at once and they feel like they went on all night, but I know they didn't. Anyway, I had this dream that we were at some event. Not like Vegas, something else, some other thing. And there was, I can't even remember half of it. It was all very weird. The whole thing was weird. I'm not even sure why we were there. But there was a girl there, woman, not a girl, a woman. Someone very legally close to our age, just want to be clear about this, wanted to try to trick me into having an affair while we were at this event.
Okay.
And in the dream, for whatever reason, you were always just... in the next room or just up the hall or in like close proximity to wherever this girl was trying to put her moves on.
Okay.
And it was constant, and me having to go, no, I'm married, no, don't, no, can't, no, blah, blah.
Leave me alone.
Rebuffing constantly. And the dream just went on and on like
and
that.
I was just close enough not able to hear what was going on.
Yeah.
Because I would have kicked her ass.
That's what I'm asking. That's what I wanted to get down to, brass tacks here. If you would have known in the dream, I think you would have done something. Mm-hmm. You would have been, you know, a chick fight. Everybody would have freaked out. But you never did. You were always up the hall. You never intervened. It's not like you heard anything because, it was always like, oh, no, I can't. What are you doing? And I'd leave the room and I'd go do something else. And it was like we were for some reason there was a room where there was just a ton of dishes and like a giant.
That's the room I was in, right?
No, no, you were not. I get your point, though. But there was this giant island of dishes and sinks all throughout this huge. And when I say giant, I mean like a gymnasium. I hate that word. Like take a basketball gym. It was that big with a huge island in the middle and people all surrounding it in gloves just doing dishes. And they were coming
in
on
it. If I wasn't in that room, I wouldn't have heard anything. It sounds like you're
maybe
way
you were
far
cooking
away.
Or something. But there was a conveyor belt bringing in the dishes and then this huge line of people doing them and then going out. And we were in the line, me and this person who doesn't resemble anyone I know. So it wasn't like, oh, this is a secret dream about someone. It was nobody that I knew. But she refused to like go on the other side of this thing. She had to stand next to me the whole time. She kept like brushing up against me. And I kept saying, no, my wife's here. She's going to be really pissed. Quit doing this. And I kept doing that and doing that and doing that. And the dream would not relent. It was constant. You were never in the same place as me. I always had a sense that you were just outside of reach or the room or the site. It sucked.
I hate that dreams happen like that. That are like 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
But you feel like just worn out by the end of it.
I look at it like this. In the old days,
like hours.
In the old days, you want to watch a movie, or let's say you wanted to copy a movie.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd have to sit down and you have to film it with a camera in real time. You have to sit there for 2 hours, like Kramer and his friends. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And just film the whole thing and not move. These days, you just take it from a hard drive and transplant it immediately. The whole 2 hour story done in 30 seconds.
That makes more sense.
That's how a dream feels to me. It's just like shunk, they shove it in your head. You experience as if it was a big time thing, but it really isn't.
Right.
I want that 5 minutes back. That sucked. I hated it. It made me feel gross when I woke up. I never succumbed to the wiles of the lady.
Wow, that's how we're putting it.
You know, I'm talking like old people here, but it was a really, I didn't like it. It was very off-putting. And when I woke up, I was just like, and you were kind of rustling around, I think getting ready to go get Van, and who's here right now. He's upstairs. And I didn't, for a while there, I just want to like lay there and just like, forget it. Like why? Okay. And then some dreams I like they're good or it's a good idea.
And you can't remember them.
And then I can't remember them. This one I can remember.
Worst.
And I don't want to remember this one.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. Do you ever do that? Do you ever dream that you and some hot dude are about to, you know?
I don't remember my dreams very well.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you
I
never
wake
have
up
dreams.
Feeling either just frustrated or super tired because I've had crazy dreams where I feel like I was running around, but I don't remember what happened in them.
So you don't keep details? Anyway. Not very often, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember, at the very least, I remember the tone of it all. And it's the tone that gets you.
Sorry,
sometimes.
I keep coughing.
Yeah, what's your deal?
I made Cajun peanuts.
Cajun peanuts.
I made Cajun boiled peanuts, and it is in the air of our kitchen.
Yeah.
And every time I make them, I'm like, for a day or two.
Boy, I could smell it yesterday. Yeah, I walked upstairs and cooking. I went, whoa, the whole house smells like peanuts. And Carter goes, excuse me? And I said, no, let's listen to my words. Very careful what I said there. Yeah, they're Cajun this time. They're wonderful. I can't wait to go have some. Are they all really soggy and good now? Mm-hmm. Some of my friends won't do this. Brian won't eat them.
I have a brother-in-law that's like, why are you eating wet peanuts?
Who's that? Devin?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like Devin. Devin doesn't like anything
but
weird.
Most everyone else likes them in the family.
Yeah.
They're very Southern. They're just something I grew up eating.
If you've never had properly prepared Southern Cajun peanuts, might I suggest you're missing out?
At least try them.
Yeah.
It sounds weird. They are cooked. It's not.
I think they're fantastic.
Crunchy peanut.
Yeah. I could eat them now. I'll eat them now.
Okay.
What else? I wanted to talk a little bit about Kim's obsession with all things 911 and 911 Texas Town or whatever it's called.
Lone Star. I don't know. I've just started watching The Rookie, and then I went to 911, and now I'm doing Lone Star. And it's just kind of something I watch at night while I'm like
modern procedurals is what they are. Modern procedurals are like the CSI of the day.
You don't have to pay attention too closely, and that's why I think I like them.
Yeah.
I sit and fold laundry or do dishes.
It's kind of trash television, yeah, but in a way it's TV. That makes it good because you don't need to dedicate yourself to.
It's not a mystery.
It's just like, you know how things are going to go. Plus, it's a cavalcade of people we like and other stuff.
Exactly.
So every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, there's the Oscar-nominated so-and-so playing a really stupid part. Like, why are they even in this? Half the cast of The Wire has been through here, and The Wire is one of the most intense, amazing shows ever. Yep. But here they are just, you know.
I've gone through that. I've gone through all these other things. That's what I'm on right now.
That's just your mood right now, yeah.
And it's early spring. I've started cleaning up the yard in the middle of the day, and so I need something to sit and not be too obsessed with or whatever. I just need to have something on.
Yep.
Because I'm tired after that.
Who's the captain of the Texas one? It's he's like when I was a kid, he was the thing. Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe was in it. Steven Tyler's daughter, what's her name?
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler's in it. Mm-hmm. No, she's not there now. Zoe's in there now from, I can't think of her real name, Gina Torres from Firefly and stuff like that. And they just keep rotating out like some pretty good actors, people with like a good resume and stuff. And I just think, is this just like a paycheck? Is this like a, it's clearly popular. They spun the show out to make a new one.
Yeah.
They'll probably do it again. And they have crossovers.
Yep.
He got stuck in a cave with somebody from the other show and all that.
Yep.
And it's always something crazy. Like they had wildfires as bad as you've ever seen, but in Austin, which I don't think happens.
No, they were outside of Austin.
Where were they? Still in Texas?
Still in Texas, yeah.
Still that place. It looked like Oregon. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
They just make it up. They had another one the other day where a guy had a beam through his gut. I know this stuff happens. But not every day to the same people. So it drives
it's
me a little
TV
nuts.
It's a TV show. I know. Get over it.
It drives me nuts. But Kim
it's
likes it.
It's just something to listen to, and I like it.
It's fine.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's fine. But this will hold you over till Christmas, and we have to watch all that Hallmark crap again.
Oh, stop it.
Meanwhile, I have this obsession right now with real-life crime documentary. And I watched one about which I think is this week is the anniversary, but the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
That I forgot how wild that story was. Like it was the bombings were one thing. And then what happened within the next 100 to 200 hours is insane.
I haven't seen the documentary. I'm not really sure.
I don't know if you'll want to see it because it's dour, you know.
Yeah.
But it was fascinating from just sort of a crime perspective, what the FBI was doing, where these two brothers ended up, the two that did it. Absolutely crazy. I'd forgotten most of it. I just remembered the bombings. And so if that's interesting to people at all, it's on Netflix and it's pretty good for that. But I don't know what my deal is. I want that sort of stuff right now. Mm-hmm. You want throwaway fluttery, floppy drama stuff.
Hey, now.
No, I'm saying I think you might be in a better mental place than me.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because why do I want to see this stuff and you don't?
Maybe you're in a better mental place than I don't. I can't watch the real crime stuff.
Maybe.
People are nuts.
I've always been fantasized. I've always been fascinated by horrible events and who did it and why they did it.
Speaking of fascinating.
Yeah.
We watched Everything Everywhere All at Once last week.
Yeah, that was really good.
Together. And it was so great.
Yeah. It was more than just a movie experience.
So that's kind of the thing is you have your things, I watch my things, and then we find something where like we will wait until we both have an evening to sit and watch something really that we both want to see.
We finally coughed up for the trial on
Showtime.
Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. And that movie is every bit as good as everybody told me it would be, and then some.
I'm not used to watching the Emmy-nominated stuff. I'm not,
Oscar, you mean?
I mean, Oscar-nominated things. They
don't work for you the way.
Strike me as something I want to see. But that one, I wasn't sure. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I definitely wanted to see it.
It's really something. And it really got, I don't know, it got us to thinking. We had a big conversation after.
Yeah.
It's just a really...
It was
I think
really,
it's a powerful
really deep,
thing.
Powerful thing. It was really good.
Not just a movie,
and fun
guys.
To watch.
Look, as much as I'll talk all day about something like Mad Max Fury Road being one of the most awesome transcendent movies of all time, I got to admit, this thing is up there.
I laugh because you have to bring that up.
It's my job.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, all at once. To everyone, all
Mad
at once.
Mad Max, everywhere, all at once.
Yeah. It's really good, though. I mean, that will tell a lot of people when they hear me say that, just how much I like this. I really liked it that much. It was fantastic. Some people really dislike it, though. But that's the same with anything that's...
Yes. Yeah.
You know, true. Just too much for them. Like, who was it? I can't remember who I was talking to, but somebody's wife was like, yeah, I couldn't do it. I can't. I almost left. And then I've had people say that about Fury Road before.
It's kind of a lot.
It's a lot.
In the beginning, especially if you don't... For me, I like to go into things very...
She doesn't even do trailers.
I don't do trailers. I don't. No. I like to go, oh, if you think that's something I want to see, I want to see it. And yeah. I'll go see it and have no clue what's happening. And the beginning of it was very overwhelming.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, is the whole thing like this? Because I think I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic.
Yeah, and it does. It, at first, it's like, oh my gosh, what? And then by the time there's a point where you and it become one and you go, oh, okay, I'm here now and I'm going to see this through.
Yes.
And it's so utterly satisfying and everyone is so good in it. I just loved every freaking second of it. Can't wait to see what those directors do next. The Daniels, they're called, because they're both named Daniel.
Okay.
Two of them, but they're not brothers or their last name.
That's
isn't
not
Daniels.
Their last name.
No. Mm. One's Asian, one's looks like a kid from the Bronx, and I don't know where he's from. But I'm glad they got to make this thing that they wanted to make so bad, because unbelievably cool. All right, I want to take a quick second and talk about our friends over at Raycon. Yeah, that's right. Regular sponsors of the show. They've become as big a part of Skim as Kim and I these days.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank them. Thanks to Raycon for supporting the show. I mean, let's face it. You know, with coffee starting at $5 a piece. Yes, that's without any customizations. And our bank account somehow always depleting. We're officially entering a dupe session. Have you heard that before, that term?
No.
I have. I've heard that before.
I'm sure you have.
Most products do the same thing, but are priced differently solely based on the brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price. Ah. One dupe you definitely shouldn't sleep on is Raycon's wireless earbuds. And I would agree with this wholeheartedly, no matter what the economy is like. Raycon is the premium audio brand that is perfect for the price point, I believe. So you can listen to what you want, when you want, without breaking the bank. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 15% off your Raycon order. Their mission is to prove that you shouldn't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. I wholeheartedly agree with that idea. They offer buy now, pay later options. Right now, you can pay as low as $18 at checkout. That's amazing. You can get a pair and a spare as well. You still pay, you know, less than you would for some of those other brand names. You're just paying for the name. So why not pay for just as good a sound, but get two of them for the same price as one of the others? And they also have a really easy and free return guarantee, so they know that you're going to love it, or else they wouldn't offer that. They offer 2 years of production, or product protection, rather. And that's just a little insurance for just a few bucks. And they offer free domestic shipping and flat fee international shipping, which is also very helpful. There are three customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode. That's good for when your wife's around and she has to tell you stuff. Kim can't hear me say this part. Custom gel tips for the perfect fit. Mine never fall out. And crystal clear call quality. That's another nice benefit. Water and sweat resistant. Oh, I have an admission to make. I accidentally left mine in my pants and Kim washed them.
Mm-hmm.
They work! It didn't ruin them. They went through the wash, soap and all, came out the other side, let them dry out for a few hours. Boom, yeah. Synced right up, no problem. Hasn't sounded
That's
different.
Insane.
I'm very happy about that.
I'm really happy too.
I was devastated when I got them, when I found out they were in there. Because Kim walks up and goes, oh, did we forget something? And like showed them to me or whatever you did. And I went, oh, my heart sank. But nope, they work, and they give you 8 hours of playtime. That's the other thing. The batteries are still charged.
It's crazy.
Deplete
That's
in the watcher.
So great.
Anyway, ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim to score 15% off. Okay. How about messages today? How about that?
Let's do it.
Here's an email. These are interesting. They're short today, but all of them are interesting. It says, hi, Scott and Kim. They sent this to skimshow@gmail.com, or you can text us at 801-471-0462. That line doubles as a voicemail line as well, so feel free to leave us voicemails. Hi, Scott and Kim. How come you guys don't sound like an aging couple? You seem like you just, you seem like you're just like you probably were when you first got married. This makes no sense to me, says Colin.
I think that's a choice.
Is it?
I wholeheartedly believe that's a choice.
I haven't tried hard. Like, I haven't tried to do it though. I mean, that implies
you've stayed very in the know of what's going on, and that I think is where it's a choice.
I mean, here, let's be honest about where we're at.
I had friends in my 30s
that still don't know.
In my 30s, when I was in my 30s,
yeah.
They were like, "Oh, can you believe the music the kids are listening to?"
That's too early, dude.
What? Yeah. Are you kidding?
Meanwhile, I'm over here going, my favorite album this year was Gorillaz. There's a new Metallica album out, and I really like Post Malone's new single. Like, we're weird.
I heard it finally, and it's great.
It is great. It's very good.
I love Post Malone, though.
There's also a good new Depeche Mode album, although that's old people music now, right?
You say that, but it's a brand new album, so I don't think so. And they sound the same, which is so crazy to me.
And the kids like them, so.
But I do think it's a choice whether or not you stay in the know of what's going on, especially if you have kids and now grandkids. I've watched Bluey
over and over and don't get us wrong, we love Bluey. Bluey's awesome.
Love it,
no complaints,
but I don't even have any small children. It's my grandson that's obsessed, and he's completely obsessed with SpongeBob right now, which we watched in the past with our kids,
right? But his parents will only let him watch seasons 1 through 4 because they all think that season 5 through whatever they're at now is bad. And I don't disagree, but I think it's funny because they're like curating his SpongeBob experience. They won't go past the good seasons.
Yeah. So what I mean is, I think you have to decide, am I going to stay up on this, or am I going to be that guy that's like, these kids
and their kids today and their dumb crap. I mean, I don't know. I do resist that, I guess, but naturally.
But I appreciate it because I am taking that as a total compliment.
Kim's 50. I just turned 53, I'm sorry. That was last year that I turned 53. I'm hurtling toward the big 4. And, but I don't feel like, at least like attitude wise and mentally and sort of like that sort of stuff, it feels like I'm 25 still.
Yeah.
Like none of that's ever really changed for me. And I think part of it is the choice to stay up with it, to not get so behind. And then when you get behind, blame it on other things or groups or stuff you're not used to. I think that's dangerous and it makes you crabby. I'll get crabby for my own reasons. I don't need other people to make me crabby. Anyway, so that's an interesting take, Colin. I appreciate the message. Here's one from Wanda G. Sounds like a rapper, doesn't it?
It does. I like
yo,
it.
Yo, Wanda G. Who are you texting? Are you texting somebody?
I'm texting Carter. She's upstairs. Oh my gosh. Tell her something.
My gosh. Professionalism out the door. Here's where we behave like 25-year-olds.
Let it go,
we text
Mr.
during
Johnson.
A show. All right, Wanda G says, hi, Scott and Kim. If Kim unexpectedly got pregnant, what would you do?
I'd probably lose my mind because I can't.
Yeah, her uterus has left the building.
That would be really, really weird. But
did they let you keep it? Or
that might be a weird dream to have.
That is a weird dream.
If I were to be pregnant, oh my gosh, and I know that does happen.
Sure, but not without a uterus.
No. At 50, I mean.
Oh, for people,
it does happen for people.
Some people will have like, oh my gosh, we haven't had kids in 20 years.
That would be a rough one.
Yeah.
Just because it's been...
We'd make it
work.
How
old is Nick? Next month turns 23.
Yeah.
My baby.
Her youngest will be 23.
Our youngest.
But we started young. That's why it always seems like a lot bigger gap, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
All my friends who are in their 50s, you know what they're doing? They have like
small children.
5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds right now.
And that's, I mean, great.
It's fine.
Go for it. Do your thing.
It's fine, yeah. It's fine if you guys want to be 75 when they're in high school and you don't understand what's going on. It's fine.
It's totally fine. I don't know what I would do.
We'd make it work.
We'd absolutely make it work.
We'd make it work, but because of age, and you know, maybe I sent you some weird swimmers or something and comes out with one eye or whatever. I don't know.
No, I think it would be a little harder considering, and there are some people who do this, they have their kids at the same time as they have grandkids. That happens a lot.
Yeah, that's weird.
I have a sister who's just a few years younger than me that has a child the same age as Van.
Four, yeah. Little 4-year-old kid. He's a smart little booger.
She also has like a 19-year-old, so.
Yeah, she's got a 19.
A big span.
Almost 20-year-old. She's got and everything in between. They had kids every 4 minutes. That's our deal.
No, Luke's just turning 16. Turned 16 yesterday.
No, 17, I thought. Oh, no, he's no, just he's getting just his drive. 16. You know, you have to see this kid, though. That you'd understand why I think he's older. He looks like he's 28 and ready to start a harem or something.
He does CrossFit. He's tall. He's handsome.
Buff. Good looking, funny.
And he's only a sophomore in high school. It's
charming
crazy.
As hell. Yeah. All the girls like him, of course. His dad's a schlub. I don't know where he got those jeans. Anyway, the point is, if that happened, we would work it out. That's the answer.
Exactly.
It won't happen.
It would be fantastic. It won't happen, but it would be fantastic and we'd make it all work out.
Yeah. But you're not because, again, you don't. Now, but I'm serious about this question. When you were getting the uteri removed. Mm-hmm. Back at whatever, how long's that been? It's been 15 years or something. 12?
12 years.
Yeah. Was there an option to put it in a jar and take it home?
No.
Why?
I never asked.
Would you not want to?
No.
See, I want to keep my body parts that they take from me. And I've never asked. Like my appendix, I'd love to have that. I'd love to have all the teeth that were
floating in a jar in your office?
Yes.
Ew. No, thank you.
Yeah, a little fat appendix over there, like a hair and a nail in it or whatever. And like, what else have I had taken out? I guess I haven't had much else taken out.
Like a hangnail? I don't know. I'd like that to take home in a jar. You could have taken teeth home.
Yeah, that's true.
Technically.
And I have one. I have a, you know that one that was half gold, half porcelain?
You kept it?
I kept it somewhere. It's in a drawer.
Oh my gosh, that's
But
so
what
funny.
I really want to do.
I don't even know that.
If I ever lose a limb, like, oh, sir, we're going to have to take your arm. It was mauled too much by the bear you bugged or whatever. I want that arm. It's my arm.
Do you plan to do that?
Yeah, it's my arm. Well, no.
Be mauled by a bear?
But I want to put it in formaldehyde or whatever you do. Keep it forever. Hang it on a wall.
Put a light in it so it's like floating like a lava lamp.
Hell yeah. Why would it's my arm, not their arm.
You can have it if you want.
Where do you think that goes right now?
I don't know where it would.
Do they burn them? They probably burn them.
I don't know.
They have to incinerate them, right?
I don't know.
They don't put them in a pile somewhere and go, here's all the human meat. Let that go. Just let it rip.
You just take it out to the bears.
Did you ever have a backup name? Let's say you had a little girl. Do you have a name we never use that you would want to use? You talked about Dixie, but now that's got connotations about
Daisy
slavery
was another
and stuff.
One that was fun. We ended up naming a dog Daisy.
Oh, Daisy's cute.
Yeah.
How okay for boys? Let's see. Vladimir.
What? We talked about other ones for Nicholas.
Oh yeah, when we
Peter
named Nick
was one, but now we have a nephew named Peter.
Yeah, Harry. We almost named him Harry
Harrison, but then we couldn't go Harry Johnson. Come
no,
on.
No, I mean we could, but we didn't.
Well, we didn't. We kinda weren't going to do that to our children.
sort of glad we didn't. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just would be too weird of a thing to even consider. But if it happened, it happened.
Yep.
But it won't. Because Kim has no uterus. All right, moving on. Eric, final question here, final text message. Eric asks, do you guys have a show you watch all the time you consider a kind of comfort food? Probably Seinfeld.
Yeah. But we've gone through different things. For a long time, it was Simpsons. Things we like fall asleep to at night.
Simpsons, Futurama, King of the Hill, Family Guy. Mm-hmm. You'll notice a trend here, not just animated, but like simple form, fun.
That they have a lot of episodes of.
Comedy, yeah. And stuff you can just turn on and have on forever and go, oh, I love this episode. And just
I
sort
think
of,
for
you know,
a few years, it was Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek, TNG mainly.
Yeah.
We would watch Friends. We had a couple of Friends runs where we mm-hmm. would just watch Friends a lot, which I was never a giant fan of Friends, but you like Friends.
Thank you.
More of a Seinfeld guy. I'm trying to think. What else? That's kind of it. Light fare. Yeah, we don't want like some TV big watching. Serious thing at night. Ever.
No, and I need it to be something I've seen a lot.
Yeah, just have to be familiar.
Think about it. I can fall asleep to it, and usually our TV's on a 1 hour turn off thing.
Yeah, and it's all comedy all the time.
Oh yeah.
It's not some deep drama where I got to invest in a character. It's, you know, Fry saying something stupid or it's
that we've heard him say many times.
Yeah. Or it's George doing a dumb thing on Seinfeld, like whatever. But Seinfeld currently is that thing and it's mm-hmm. sort of on repeat at our house. And that's just how it's going to be
for now.
Let's do a foodie for this week. We talked about your awesome boiled peanuts, but let's instead talk about that crazy Easter Asian thing you did.
Yes. So
for the whole event, what was the plan there? Why'd you guys do that?
Just to be different. We were like, okay, we're sick of the same thing. And it's fine if that's what you had for Easter, but we have had ham and funeral potatoes and this one salad thing that mm-hmm. your sister makes, which she made.
Every time.
And
every
strawberry
year.
Shortcake yeah. every year for Easter.
Yeah.
It is the thing. We have done it. I just was like, you know what? We have all adults. The youngest niece or nephew or kid is like 22 now.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah.
And everybody likes to cook and everyone's got their own kitchen. So I was like, let's do something different and make it more fun. Let's do Asian fare for Easter. Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
All Asian food.
All Asian food, despite the fact that we got a 92-year-old man who will eat nothing but Italian.
That's true. He brought his own Italian food. That's fine.
It's fine with us.
Do your thing.
It's fine. You be you.
But we have a lot of nieces and nephews that have either lived for some time in Japan, Korea, Indonesia, or they are Korean or Japanese or, yeah. Anyway.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I thought, let's try it and see what everybody has. Everyone did a phenomenal job making all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We had bulgogi. We had
kimchi.
What did Carter make? She made kimchi.
Carter made used condoms, they were looked like to me. They did. They were these weird little fleshy looking little wiener
they
things.
They were dumplings. They were kimchi dumplings.
Fantastic. And they were good. Real good.
She also made, what was the other thing she made?
Rice balls.
The rice balls with the tuna in
tuna
the inside.
Rice balls, yeah.
I made lettuce wraps because it was a really simple, everybody could eat them. Like
yeah, but the stuff you put
them.
In those lettuce wraps, what did you even do there?
I ended up, the recipe called for ground chicken, but I had ground turkey, so I made
that
with all kinds of yummy seasoning and sesame oils and sesame seeds, and I did water chestnuts and cashews in it. Made this just ground up yumminess that you ate on lettuce wrap or
yeah.
lettuce pieces.
It's freaking
it was really
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
It was really so fun.
Stuff. Yeah, I agree. It was really good. And I think we should do that every year. It doesn't have to be Asian next time. It could be
Yeah. One nephew
Greek
made
food
yakisoba noodles. Those were really good.
Yes, yeah, so yakisoba. Because they got the glass. Yeah, they're glass noodles, right?
The glass noodles also. That was a different one.
And oh, that was
Taylor
separate.
Made yeah. Shrimp fried rice.
Yeah.
So good.
Andrew and
Carly.
Carly, geez. They made amazing sushi. Mm-hmm. Homemade sushi that had like a little bit of Korean beef stuff in it.
Was it bibimbap? Is that what that's
called? Bibimbap?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Anyway.
So in the meantime, John made a manicotti or some bullcrap in a can.
Hey, it was not in a can of anything.
What
Be
was
nice.
The deal? He made his own Italian food because he wouldn't touch any of this other stuff. I was surprised how little he complained.
Yeah.
He smirked the whole time. Because he's just that way. He won't eat anything but what
he's
used
to. But your mom loves Korean food and Japanese food. So
yeah.
it was really fun. And I think we're going to continue to do that. We get together about once a month
yeah.
for at least all the holidays.
Yeah.
And we talked about doing a ramen bar.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I can make that. I make a really good coconut curry ramen.
It's insane.
Really good.
Yeah. Homemade recipe. By the way, people are going to be begging me to put this on the thing. And I'm going to say, well, Kim doesn't really have recipes. She just makes it up.
Use recipes.
But they all want to hear it. They all want to know.
How I go on Pinterest and find things, and then I kind of change them. I'll take maybe two or three recipes and go, ooh, that sounds good. I'm going to add that to it because yeah. that one's in this recipe. And
she
I kind of play
it.
With it.
Yeah.
We have talked about we're going to do a chili cook-off, which I think will be really fun because everyone can say the different ones they're going to make.
Can we do a competition?
We're going to do a competition. We're going to do a trophy. I have to come up with a trophy.
Let's do it.
It's going to be fun.
That's a great idea. Make John make
even
it.
Even when it's, you know, middle of summer, we don't want to do a lot of cooking inside. We're going to do like salad bar and everybody has to bring a side for it.
Sure.
A part of the salad.
I'll bring the sneeze guard.
Nice. Uh-huh. I like it.
Yep. I'll hook you up. That's great. That's a fun tradition that I don't know
fun.
Why we didn't think of that before.
Well, I've thought of it before and I've got a little pushback, but this time it worked.
I feel like some of the people that used to push back on this idea have broadened their horizons. Some of them.
Some of them. Yeah.
There's
it's
a couple
fine.
Who are still
totally
pretty
good.
staunchly opposed, but
it's all good.
So yeah, try that with your families, your extended family get togethers. Try a little theme
try
night
some
stuff.
International foods.
It ended up making for one of the more fun nights I can remember over there.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister's always a great host. It's not that. It's just, there's a lot of sameness every time.
Yeah.
To try to keep people happy or something. I don't even know why.
I think it's tradition.
Just tradition?
And that's, tradition's you gotta shake fine. It up.
Yeah.
But I think it's fun to shake it up a little.
Yeah. If your tradition is to eat mashed potatoes every night, you're going to get sick of mashed potatoes, even if it's a tradition, right? So mix it up some. Get some butter
on
there.
Yeah, one year we did some, we did Thanksgiving, all of the parts of Thanksgiving. So we had turkey and we had green beans. We had to make everything into appetizer form. Yeah. Everything was finger food or appetizer size.
I loved it.
And it was really fun.
Yeah. Although
we
I think
did
I got
that
the,
was years ago.
I think I got the gut rumble from it, though. I can't remember what happened. Somebody brought something that wasn't exactly fresh that day.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Sarah and I worked on that dinner, and there's no way.
Well, maybe it was
that
the company.
That was different. That made your gut rumble?
Yeah. I don't know what it was. Something gave me the rumblies.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, there's your foodie for the week. Do that. Try that. Mix it up some. Try that. And if I can talk Kim into it, we'll start having her write down the food she makes, because right now she's just in her head. All right. That's why you don't see it on the Skim Discord. Speaking of which, join the Frog Pants Discord, because Skim's got a big group in there. You can come talk about the show, ask us questions, all that fun stuff. And there's a ton of other rooms and channels and voice channels and all that other stuff. If that sounds interesting to you and you want to expand your participation in the Frog Pants community, head on over to frogpants.com/Discord to do just that. And if you like this show and you want to see it continue to be on the air, you can support it at a monthly Patreon we have set up just for that, patreon.com/frogpants. For everything else, frogpants.com/skim. Anything else you want to say, dear, before we go?
If you don't do this with your family, have monthly dinners or whatever, start doing that with your friends.
Yeah.
Pick your family.
Yeah, pick your family. And then if you don't like them, they're easier to get rid of than real family, you know?
This is true.
Is how I think about it. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening and being here. We'll be back with more on the next episode. We might see you in Vegas by then. I'm not sure if we'll get one before then or not, but maybe we'll record something over there. I don't know.
Very cool.
We could get some guest voice.
At the pool.
At the pool. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.